Good morning, church. Hey, I want to start with, can I get a volunteer? Preferably 12 and under. Brenna, thanks. I kind of handpicked Brenna. I didn't tell her I was doing this. Title of the message today is 2021, Think Before You Speak. We're going to do a little thing here today. And this toothpaste represents everything I've done and said all week long, okay? I want you, I got a towel here so you can get dirty, okay? I got a dry one in my pocket, clean you off. Put that toothpaste back in the tube for me. You can sit down and try it, okay? Work on it, see what you can do. I want to share another thing. I saw a thing this week that... why she was chosen. That in our Congress, there was a guy that led a prayer, and he concluded this prayer with a man and a woman. Guys, these are the people that are leading our nation. Okay, number one, I think he's a doofus. It's funny that we're talking about think before you speak. Believe it or not, I did. But, so now they're giving reasons why he did this and trying to justify it because he's catching a lot of backlash, as well he should. But, he did that because he wanted to, that God was either man or woman. Okay, that didn't justify anything to me. That just makes me madder. I'm going to show you why. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. I'm sorry, women. That's all I need to hear. Okay, but again, I want you, we've got to pray for our country because the people that are leading our country have forgotten where we came from. Brenna, how you coming? Got a little bit? Okay. All right, that's probably good. Here's a wet one. You can brush your teeth with your finger, one or the other, I don't care. My point with this thing is this toothpaste is like words. Once I spew them out of my mouth, I can't take them back. She could sit here for hours, and she probably will get some back in. My wife said, you're not going to use that whole tube, are you? Yeah, sorry, we'll have to go to Sam's Club. But, guys, even if we can put a little bit back in, it's never going to be forgotten. Thank you, Brenna. Do you need toothpaste at home? I think I do. Okay. And we make light, and that's kind of a cute little illustration, but before I go further, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before You, and I know what You've laid on my heart, Lord, and I know why You've laid that on Your heart, on my heart, because I need to hear it. Lord, I ask that You just take me out of the equation and shut my brain down and let Your word come from my mouth, Lord. Not only today, but, you know, the rest of the week, this week, and the rest of my life. Just let my mouth be a trumpet for Your word, Lord. In Your name I pray. Amen. So think before we speak. And I meant to put periods between each letter in think because I'm going to do a word thing with think. So the T stands for truth. Is it true? Here's a good rule about gossip. The more interesting it is, the more likely it is to be false. And we've all heard that. We've all seen it in our lives. I can tell Shelby something. Shelby can tell Morgan something. And by the time it gets back, and Morgan can tell Lindsay something, and by the time it gets back to Chris, it's not at all, because we pay attention to halves and we hear what we want to hear. Guys, gossip is bad. Let's go to Psalm 15. We're going to start there. We're going to be Psalm 15, verses 2 through 4. But an example of this, is it true? We've all heard things that there's a lot of truth to it. You know, I think what goes on in the government right now, I think part of what the media portrays, part of that is true. I won't even say half of it. I'll say part. And the rest of it is embellished to make a story. Because the media does what? They sell newspapers, or they sell hits on the internet, or they sell views on TV. So if we're only telling a half story, we're telling the gossip. Psalm 15, chapter 2, or verse 2. The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind. So, I probably should have included one. This is David saying, okay, God, who may live on your holy mountain? And this is the response. There's a couple things that stick out to me. You know, I can speak the truth to somebody, and I can do it one of two ways. I can speak the truth and just be blunt, ignorant, or I can speak the truth from my heart. And that is when we need to be speaking the truth. We should not be speaking the truth to break someone down. We should be speaking the truth out of God's love in our heart. Okay? So that's the first thing I want us to take from that. Whose tongue utters no slander. Boy, is there anyone here that can fall into that? Who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others. Guys, what God is telling you here is, man, don't talk about people. It's plain and simple. Don't talk about people. Be honest with people from your heart, but do not talk about anyone. Because why? When we talk about someone like that, what happens? We pass judgment. Not my job to pass judgment. It's not any of our jobs to pass judgment. We're no better than the next. You know, we are all sinners. Okay? Let's flip over to Proverbs. One book to the right, chapter 12. And if for no other reason, we cannot come out and say, okay, is it true? If for no other reason, let's use this one right here because this is a good one. 12:22. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. Guys, that word detest, I didn't look it up. I'm going to tell you Matt's version of it. It's like hate. Okay? Like hate. He does not want me anywhere around him. He cannot stand the sight of me, the smell of me. He doesn't want to look at me. He detests me. Okay? But delights in people who are trustworthy. Anybody have those friends that are you tell them something and pretty soon it's all over the place, right? That's what God's talking about here. Lying lips. Okay? But delights in those who are trustworthy. Guys, we want to be trustworthy to our God. We don't deserve what he did, but he proved he is someone we can trust with our lives and with our eternal lives. Okay, second one, H, helpful. Will your words help bring a solution to the problem? And I found an example, and it said, use the old sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Guys, you know what happens with fractured bones? They heal. You know what happens with fractured hearts? Fractured minds? Now, I'm not saying that that old saying is not something I've used on my kids and whatever, and I've told them, you know, who cares what people say? But if somebody fractures your heart or fractures your mind or fractures your trust, that is a lot harder to heal than a broken bone. Ephesians 4, 29. We're going to go to the back. And if for no other reason, guys, listen to the end of this. Let's go Ephesians 4, 14 and 15 first. This really went with my first. Yeah, this is under true. But then we'll no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking in truth and love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. Guys, if we speak in truth, we're growing closer to Christ. Okay? Now let's go to 429. And we're talking about being helpful here. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You know, and I use this as this example. We want it to benefit or help the person that's in trouble. But guys, oftentimes, we can't fix the problem for somebody. But you know what's always happening? There are always little ears or little eyes watching and listening to what we say and do. And if we are building people up, and we're constantly building people up, and it's funny that Jenny brought that devotion today, because our power seeds, if we're constantly building people up and trying to further their well-being, other people are going to see that. And then what happens? You know, I'll relate it to a baseball team. If a baseball team is striking out all the time, if two or three guys can't hit, hitting is contagious. If one or two guys get a hit to start the inning, guess what? That whole team rolls from there. And as Christians, if we can build each other up continuously, pretty soon, we got a bunch of people building people up instead of tearing people down. Guys, we live in a very negative world, and we need to be helpful to build people up. The I stands for inspiring. Will your words build up someone or inspire someone? We're going to go right back to Proverbs. It's funny, a lot of this is in Proverbs today. We'll It's not funny. It's the way it was designed. Proverbs chapter 12. We're going to be here for a few. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. 19. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. So the word, the tongue of the wise brings healing, and truthful lips endure forever. Guys, don't we want to be healed forever? So we need truthful lips and the tongue of the wise. So instead of think before we speak, I'm going to add that pray before we speak. Because we've got to search God's wisdom because we don't have it. Okay? And on the other hand, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, and a lying tongue lasts only a moment. So you kids that are in school, I want you to understand something. When somebody spreads a lie about you, guess what? That doesn't last forever. If you retaliate and lie about them back, that doesn't last forever. But if you use the truthful lips endure forever, and the tongue of the wise brings healing, that's going to go a lot further. Okay? So build people up. 12:25. This goes right with what Jenny was saying. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Have we ever had those days, or it's just, okay? I occasionally have those. My kids occasionally have those. My wife usually doesn't have them. She wakes up with rainbows and butterfly poop. Nobody else in the house likes to talk to her until about her second cup of coffee, because she's so happy when she gets up, and the rest of us are like, oh, I gotta get up and go to work. I should video Shelby coming up the stairs, because it's funny when she gets up in the morning. But you know, I don't even know where I was going with that. Just to make fun of Shelby, basically. But, you know, when I get out and I go through my day, Chris's day usually starts really good. And then about, you know, I'll get a text from her about 8 o'clock in the morning when she gets to school, or after she's been at school for a few minutes. And have a good day with a smiley emoji, blah, 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 love you. Cool. You know, I'm about 3 stops in and I'm already fed up with people. Okay? But that comes at a time when I need it. Or I'll be having a day or a week, and I'll get a phone call from Matt McGlade, or I'll get a phone call from Les. And it always comes at a time when I need it. And that's pretty cool. We need to build each other up. 1 Thessalonians. Go to the back. It is really close to Revelation. Go to Revelation and turn back about 4 books. Really small book. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 18. Actually, we're going to do 17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Guys, we know the end of the story. Why is it so hard for us to express that? Can you imagine standing out here in the parking lot and the clouds parting and a group of us going to the heavens? How cool is that going to be? Why can't we get a little bit excited about that while we're here on earth to build somebody else up so that they can have that too? That is our job. We have to inspire, whether by action or by word. There are people watching us every time we do something, and I want you to take that to heart, because there are. So many young kids learn good or bad traits from the adults they're surrounded by. And that's a serious proposition as a parent, as a grandparent, as an uncle, as an adult. But we can also do that for other adults. Guys, we have to inspire. The N, it's going to stand for necessary. And what I mean by that is what you're going to say necessary, or is it just something you're going to say? We need to speak out of necessity. Psalms 141. And it's verse 3. I'm going to read 1 through 3. I call to you, Lord. Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do you pray that to God? Hey, God, set it around my lips. Only want me to speak. Only make me want to speak what you want me to speak, is what they're saying, is what David's saying. I don't want to speak any garbage. I don't want to speak something that's not true. I don't want to speak something that's not needed. So put that guard around my mouth. And put that door on my lips. Sometimes we have a lot of this, loose lips, right? Okay? Pray that. Pray that prayer. See what God does for you. It's going to be hard. There's going to be challenges. Pray that prayer every day. See what God does for you. See where He puts you. I bet, God's going to put you in situations where what you say is necessary. He's going to take you out of situations where you're just gibbering. We don't want to be the clanging cymbal. Proverbs. Proverbs 11:13. And this kind of goes back to the very first one about truthful, but a gossip betrays confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. Look at this next verse. This is pretty cool. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. Guys, I don't know. I wish our politicians would read this thing and study this thing. I know some of them do, and I'm not slamming those guys, but boy, we need to speak out of necessity. All right, I'm getting there. K is kind. Are your words based on a desire to help? Kind of goes with what I said earlier about we need to be honest out of help, the willing to help, and not out of for other reasons. But I found this quote, and I thought this was pretty cool. It says, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. I thought that was pretty cool, and it's pretty accurate. You know, if all I can do is sit around and talk about people, I got a pretty one-track mind. But if I can sit around and offer ideas and try to solve problems, then that's a lot better, right? Again, we're going to be in Proverbs 15, verse 1. And I love this. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Think about that. Kids, I speak to you here, I speak to parents as well, but a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So as I'm having a discussion with my girls, it can be a discussion until one of them gives me a attitude answer on a simple question. And then that turns to, I get mad. And who's at fault there? We both are. Because I got to be slow to anger. But man, they got to have a gentle answer turns away wrath. So remember that as we're talking to people, a lot of times it's in our tone, how we answer somebody. You know, if Matt's boss comes out and Matt's got four trucks broke down, he's jumping down and switching from truck to truck and trying to get everything going, his boss is out asking him how it's going, and Matt's got one or two answers there. He can snap. Because it's not going very well. I got four trucks down, bro. But that's probably not going to get the response he wants. He's probably going to say, well, you know, we ran into some snags. We have four trucks that are out of service right now. I'm working to get them back. You see the difference between the two answers? Now, me, I'm the smart aleck answer. I am. And that doesn't serve me very well sometimes. But when I take time to think about the question that's asked, and take time to think why they're asking it, and take time to think what my answer is, I can portray myself, still get my point across, but not in a smart aleck way. So sometimes I got to put a clamp on my tongue. Because I am a smart aleck. Let's go to Romans chapter 3. I know we're Bible hopping, but it does everybody good. Good exercise. Matt asked me if I lost some weight this week, and that's why, because I did all my Bible exercise this week. Getting flipping back. I don't do any other exercise. Romans 3, that's why I like when Matt calls. I need his call and stuff, because he usually fills me full of fluff. No, I'm kidding, but it's uplifting when he calls, usually. Are your words kind? Romans 13. Their throats are open graves, their tongue practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Guys, we don't want to be known as this group of people. Because much like I said earlier, that it takes time to heal hearts. It takes time to heal people's opinion of us. And if we are known as their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit, and the poison of vipers is on their lips, we're not going to get anybody to listen to us about the greatest story ever known to man. So we have to practice what we preach. And there's times when I don't do that. So, I said before this message was to me, and it is. I've learned more in this message, but I have to learn that I've got to answer in kind all the time, no matter what the situation is. And I'm all finished with Ephesians 4. Couple books to your right. Ephesians 4, verse 15. We've already read it. It's a good one to end on here. And we're not done. But instead, speaking in the truth in love, we will grow to become in every aspect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. Speaking the truth in love, we will grow closer to the head of Christ. You know, if you take nothing else out of this message today, take that if we speak the truth in love, we're growing closer to the word of Christ, to the head of Christ. At the end of the day, that's where we want to be. Where we want to be. We don't want to be here on this world forever. We want to be close to the head of Christ. So I got a video, and it kind of just reinstates. It's fairly lengthy. It kind of just, it's cute. I found it. I don't even know who shared it, but I found it. And it wasn't Donald Trump, because he's been suspended from Facebook. So, but this is a pretty cool video here. It's a little lengthy. Be patient.
You want to get down nailing nails in? Did you get your fingers or anything? Yeah? Oh, yeah. It hurt? Okay. Do you have an idea what this represents? I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
How many times
we've
called that?
Okay. All right. Drive a nail in this one. What's this word?
Honesty.
No.
Hate.
Drive one in there for me. Not in the same hole. I want a new hole. It's fun. Fun nailing. So the nails represent what?
How many times we've called
him
that?
How many times you've called him that? No, I tell you that nails represent words, right? So we have a whole box of words. I've got plenty of them. Now I have tons and tons of them. And I'm right here with Jaden. She has a friend that's actually with her, and there's actually a few more that may need to see this video. So, all right, I want you to wiggle, start wiggling them out. Let's start wiggling them out real quick. You can start wiggling yours out. Come on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Every time you pull one out, say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What's this word right here?
Mean.
Go to yours. What's yours say? Where's your mean at? You have mean? Okay. Mean? Okay. Let's do that one.
Mean.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Slow down.
I'm sorry.
You really should say it like you mean it.
I'm sorry.
So you're taking words out of the board, right? Okay, so what we're going to do is, since the video is running. All right, so what do we have here? You see all the holes? See all the holes in there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, these are words, right? See all the holes? Look at all the holes here. Tons and tons of holes, right? The way that this word is hate, right? So, every time you hate with a word, you drove the nail, right? Now I said, I'm sorry. What's left?
A hole.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I'm sorry.
No, say it louder. A hole left, right? Can you fix that hole now?
No, sir.
No, you can't fix that hole. What's this one?
Mean.
Look at all the holes here. So you said, I'm sorry, and you took the nail out. That's a word, right? Ever who you were doing that to, that hole's still there. You can't fix that with, I'm sorry. You said you're sorry. It didn't fix. No?
Yes, sir.
Right? So you called somebody, what's this word?
Crazy.
Take that word out. Take that word out. That nail's a word. Let's take that one out.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Louder.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So you said you're sorry. Well, what? Is there holes there?
Yes,
sir. So everybody you said that to was still in their heart.
A hole.
Right? This is what you're calling people. Right?
Yes, sir.
And these are your friends. You don't do that. Right? So, what's this one?
Stupid.
What?
Stupid.
You call somebody stupid? So, you said sorry, right? What's going to happen when you say sorry?
There's going to be a hole.
Explain it. Say it louder.
There's going to be a hole left in it.
All right, what's this word?
Trust.
All right. So you had trust, right? But you threw some words, right? You take that out. What do you have?
A hole.
Mm-hmm. In your trust. Somebody trusted you. Now your trust is no good. It's got a hole in it. You can't fix that, right? You can earn it back. It takes you 10 times longer. How long does it take a piece of a tree to grow to make a board? A long time, right? That's how long it takes to get your trust back. All right, so what's this word?
Talented.
Really? Y'all threw words like that. I said, you were talented, right? So you threw a bunch of these words here. So guess what? You're talented. Nobody wants to do that. What was that last one?
Friends.
What? I'm sorry. Say that one loud.
Friends.
Oh. Did you say you're sorry when you threw all these words? Tell your friend you're sorry. That box right here, this line right here represents friends, right? That's a perfect, good word. Y'all chose these words. All right, this is a good one, friends. Take that nail out.
I'm sorry.
Say it louder.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and we're not going to go through it, but guess what's left? Holes in your friendship, right? That's what's happening. The holes are still there. You can say you're sorry all day long. It's not going to work. You call somebody stupid, and you told them you were sorry. Yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Took that out. Now they still think that. That hole is still there in that person you said it to. Words are like toothpaste. Once it comes out, you can't put it back in. You say sorry all day long. So now your friendship, your friends, look at all the holes you're going to have. So what we're going to do here, what we're learning here?
To don't say mean words to people because it's
going
to
leave. Speak up louder, they can hear you.
To not say mean things to people because it's going to leave holes in them.
Okay.
And it's going to hurt them.
Gonna hurt it. And it's always gonna feel that. So what we're gonna do, what happened is Jaden and a few of her friends have been mean to some of the other so-called friends at school, and they've been bullied. So we asked them to write each one of the words that they like. They got crazy, stupid. That's all words that they told their friends, hate. So they drove the nails. They said they're sorry. Still got holes in the wood. All right. We'll get back to them.
That is the importance of our words. Guys, here, I'm going to take this one step further. When our God was on that cross, our words that he was up there for were into his head, were into his lashings on the back, were into his hands and feet. He hung there and he covered those things for us. That's pretty cool. Now, what I want you to take out of that is we need to use think before we speak. And we need to prove to people who we are. And we need to, but here's the challenge. Is that you say think before you speak. That doesn't give you a license to not go out and spread the word. Guys, we got to get out and spread God's word. We got to do it from the cross and the grave. Because eventually we're going to do it from the heavens. And that's pretty cool. So as you go through your week this week, you know, if you think about, you know, the toothpaste is cute, the video, I think that's a pretty good life lesson. I wish I'd have saw that when I was a lot younger. I'd have a lot of broken thumbs at my house because those girls cannot drive a nail. Especially Shelby, she left, so I'm picking on her. But that was pretty cool. Guys, our words make a big difference. And who we are, and who somebody else could be. We don't want to leave all those holes in people. So you go through the week, just try to come up with a verse that we use today. Try to come up with one of these little cute innuendos or whatever you want to call them. But think before we speak. Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, and I. Lord, we know that we serve a risen Savior. We know that you've won the battle. We know that as Christians, where we end up. Lord, let us just go out this week and spread that knowledge that we have to the world. And do it in a way that pleases you and do it in a way that's going to further your kingdom, Lord. Put us in those situations that you can use us. Take us out of those situations that we put ourselves into that are not good for us, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless this church and continue to grow us in order to grow your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen. So the praise team is going to come. We're going to do a song. The elders will be here. If you need prayer, if you want to make that decision to follow Christ and learn more about the eternal life and the coming that we're going to have, we would love to share that with you.